From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear.
Obviously, we came up short.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor acknowledging what amounts to a stunning upset in the Virginia Republican primary today, losing to upstart Tea Party candidate Dave Brat. Speaking to Glum supporters in Richmond, Cantor did not indicate what he'll do next, instead focusing on the values he says he championed while in Congress.
And we need to focus our efforts as conservatives, as Republicans, on putting forth our conservative solutions so that they can help solve the problems for so many working middle-class families.
Cantor, the second most powerful Republican in the House, took no questions from reporters following his brief remarks. Cantor volunteer says it appears Brat successfully tapped into frustration among Virginia's voters about Washington gridlock and issues such as immigration reform. Amid overcrowding issues at immigration detention centers in Texas, the American Civil Liberties Union released a report on the treatment of nonviolent undocumented prisoners at private facilities. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy reports the ACLU focused on five facilities spread throughout Texas.
Criminal alien requirement prisons are privately owned facilities that house nonviolent, undocumented individuals. The ACLU looked at the treatment of these non-citizens over a five-year period at those locations and found that these prison companies are being paid incentives to keep their populations at 90% or above year-round. Texas ACLU's attorney, Adriana Pignon, says that delayed medical care is an issue and has resulted in some deaths. The study also finds misuse of isolation cells due to overcrowding, as well as inhumane conditions.
Sometimes water would stop working, and inmates would have to cover the toilet with towels so that the smell wouldn't permeate as much.
The ACLU is calling for an Inspector General investigation. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Poppy in Austin.
Police now say a teenage gunman armed with a rifle opened fire at an Oregon high school today, killing another student and injuring a teacher before apparently turning the gun on himself. According to police in the Columbia River town of Troutdale, Oregon, they have tentatively identified the gunman but are not ready to release his name. The victim was identified as a 14-year-old student, Emilio Hoffman. During an event where he was discussing plans to ease student loan debt, President Obama said such incidents have left him frustrated.
Our levels of gun violence are off the charts. There's no advanced developed country on earth that would put up with this.
Reports of shots at the school came in around 8 a.m. this morning as students were settling in for the next to last day of classes. It's the first fatal school shooting in the state since 1998. Search engine company Google has announced a $500 million deal to acquire Skybox Imaging, a five-year-old California startup company that will provide the company with ways to improve the quality and immediacy of its satellite images. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 2 points to 16,945. The NASDAQ was up a point. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The Internal Revenue Service says it wants to have what it's calling a taxpayer bill of rights. IRS Commissioner John Keskinen announcing today the agency plans to publicize the bill, which he says will include the right to quality service, confidentiality, and a fair and equitable tax system. Keskinen says none of the rights are new, but he says they're mostly buried in the existing federal tax code. New advice for moms-to-be and women who are breastfeeding: eat more fish. As NPR's Allison Aubrey explains, new guidance from the Food and Drug Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency concludes women of childbearing age are not consuming enough fish.
An FDA analysis of seafood consumption finds that about 75% of pregnant women eat fewer than 4 ounces of fish a week. And one reason is that some women are concerned about the potentially harmful effects of mercury found in some types of fish. But the FDA and the EPA conclude that pregnant women can and should eat more fish low in mercury in order to promote a positive impact on growth, development, and general health. The FDA is recommending 8 to 12 ounces per week of varieties of fish such as salmon, canned light tuna, tilapia, and cod, which are all lower in mercury. The agencies also conclude that young children should be encouraged to eat more fish, too. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
U.S. Airlines boosted their on-time performance rates in April. According to the U.S. Transportation Department, the number of flights arriving on time rose to 79.6%, up from just over 77% from the same month a year ago. The airlines with the best on-time performance ratings were Hawaiian, Alaska, and Virgin America. The most likely to be late were ExpressJet, Southwest, and Envoy, formerly American Eagle. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.